Welcome back, everybody. It's Mark Steiner, right here on the Mark Steiner Show, and your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. And on this Friday, it's great to have you all with us, and there's a friend in the house, Chauncey Whitehead. When Chauncey Whitehead's in the house, we know it's the time for that walk through Druidville Park.
Yes, it is. Good morning, Baltimore.
And that lovely voice you hear laughing is Miss Ernestine Shepherd. She was a trainer, professional model, the world's oldest competitive bodybuilder, and taking the world by storm with her new book.
Yes.
And good morning.
And good morning to you. And Chauncey, of course, president of CDW Health and Wellness, who created, along with Ms. Ernestine, this walk through Druidville Park that... How many months straight now are we going to, man?
Wow, we're going into our 39th consecutive community health walks. God has been good.
Wow, 39th consecutive.
That is it.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing, and, you know, nothing stops us. We're going into our third year of October, our breast cancer awareness walk, and you know, we're just excited. When Ma and I talked about this years ago, we really had no idea that we would still be out here month after month, summer after summer, winter after winter, just doing what we do to try to keep the community healthy and make them aware of a lot of different health issues that we're trying to, you know, combat in our community.
So, Ms. Ernestine, I just want to talk just for a second as we get into all this.
Okay.
Your book is really, you've been traveling all over the country. With your new book, right? Determined,
yes.
Dedicated to be fit is the name of the book.
That's right.
Your stories. I mean, take us back for just a moment, just to remind our listeners who may be tuning in for the first time, who we have with us here with Ms. Ernestine Shepherd, and what this, just a little bit about you in this book and what you've written about.
Okay, in the book, oh, it's my joy. I have written about my very, very beginning, my time when I was a youngster, the things that I was afraid of, and how I had to overcome them, the various jobs that I had, the various people that I met along the way. And then after I had gotten through all of that, then I started talking about my fitness journey, and that is very, very interesting. And after I had talked about my fitness journey, I also mentioned about the people with whom I had begun walking with, and that's a joy. That's the part of the book I really like, the walking part. Mm-hmm. That is my joy, because when everything else fails, you can always walk.
That's right.
There's no problem with that. And, then I mentioned about the various places I had traveled. And that's interesting. It's just so much that I have put in that book. And I tell you this, Mark, when I sat down to write the book, it's some of the things that I went so far back to remember, it brought a little sadness to me. And then after that, I went further on, and the joy came as I kept going further on into my story. And I hope that some of the things that I have written about in my book will help others. I talked about my time with depression, panic attack, all of my ailments that I had. It was just so much to write about. I need to write a second book to really finish.
Mm, yeah, that's right. And also, Mark, I'm going to plug us, is that Ma writes in there how she and I met, you know, how she and I met walking. And that's why we also hold walking near and dear to our heart, because you never know who you might meet out on the street just going for a walk or walking in the park. And that is how we met. And, you know, since that time, we've just been connected, walking, talking, and trying to keep people healthy. And so we both have a love for walking, and it is a part of how we met. And when you get the book, you'll read, how my ego and arrogance led me to to meet this wonderful woman that caught up with me as I thought I was walking pretty fast, and she checked me, and then I realized, hey, this was meant to be. So there's.
I never thought he was a man with ego and arrogance.
Oh, you know, I thought this woman that I passed, Mark, and she has an. I said, there's no way I'm gonna ever see her again, and then she comes slowly breathing up on the back of me. And I said, I got to find out who this woman is that caught up to me, Mark, you know, and that's what makes it funny when in the book is how I found out who she is. And then we just decided that we have to be together working to keep the community healthy. And that's been it. And that's why we love walking.
So yeah, I love the story of how you two met and created this fast, deep friendship.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's I tell people that day was meant to be for both of us, because the joy that we've had helping individuals in the Baltimore region and across the country to get out and move, just to move, and you know, also you never know who you might meet, because one of the problems with individuals trying to start an exercise program, as Mara and Esteen and I know, is they say, well, what's the first thing I need to do? Well, first you need to, you know, check with your medical professional, of course. And if you can walk, get out and walk. Try to ask somebody to go out and walk with you, and then just have a great conversation, and then you can go from there.
Yeah, I mean, the benefits of walking are amazing. People just don't realize just that. You don't have to run. You don't have to jog.
Oh no, you don't have to. You don't have to. And Ma has this special gift of working with all, you know, ages. And Ma, tell them how sometimes, you know, the younger people and the people of a certain age, what they get out of walking with us out the park, or just sometimes when you walk with them in general.
When I'm out at the park on our community walk, I make certain that I get the opportunity to walk with some of the ladies or even the guys. And they tell me, do you know, I was so depressed, and once I started walking, my depression has left. And then not only that, but I've been walking once a month with us, that they too have begun a walking program.
That's right.
Constantly out there. They don't just stop on that one monthly walk. They are continuously walking, and that is a joy. And, Mark, I can tell you from experience that with depression, if you get out there and walk, it won't happen right away. But it eases up. You have to take your time, do your deep breathing through your nose, keep quiet, and just think. I tell you, I know it worked for me. And so, and as I just mentioned, others have said that it has worked for them also. And that's a joy when I hear that. I really do. Then there's another group that says, well, I was overweight, and I've begun walking. And not immediately, but they notice a change in their weight. And when you hear things like that, it just brings joy to your heart.
Oh, yeah, and it just motivates us, Mark, because now we're going into, you know, we'll, in 2017, we'll be going to, God willing, our fourth year of walking. And some people have told Ma Ernestine and I, they use this walk, this monthly walk, as a restart to their, you know, wellness program, their fitness program, and then to get the hugs and the love. And that's what motivates, you know, both of us. As you can hear a little bit in my nostrils, that I'm, you know, my sinuses are bothering me a little bit, and you can hear a little bit with Ma. We haven't had the best week physically wise because there's been some issues, but nothing stops us. We both were on the phone talking the other day, and we're like, but you know what? With our little stuffy nose or not, we're getting right out there with the people, because we look forward to seeing them too, you know, and it just brings joy to both our hearts that, on a monthly basis, we figure out on the calendar when we both can be there on, you know, to walk with the community. And they look forward. I get inboxes. I get texts. I'm the one that gets all the calls, all the texts. And I don't have any problem with that. When's the next walk? I need to restart. When y'all walking? And the funny one, though, Ma, is when they ask you, are you guys walking next month? I'm like, and I'll say something like this, Mark. I say, are you going to get something to eat today? If the question, if the answer is yes, then we walk in this month. You know, so we nothing's gonna
rain
stop
or
us.
Shine, whatever.
Rain or, you know, that's what makes it so important. Or even if we're not feeling 100%, there's something about the hugs that we get when we see the individuals out there, and vice versa. There's something about the hugs at our walk that people, you know, look forward to. And you think about last month, we were out there, we had some young people and some people that we have our little baby mascot, right, Ma?
Oh, yes.
She came to our first
mascot
walk.
Who's that?
Oh, gosh. She is a precious. She's one of my clients' baby girl, and now she's three. So her first time coming to the walk, she was in a stroller, Mark, a little baby. And that just goes to show you how long we've been walking. Now she can actually walk and talk and identify who Ma Ernestina and myself are. And this is what it's all about, families walking. And they told us they look forward to coming out to the walk and bringing her out to the walk. So now they haven't missed it. And that's what it's all about. But then that let us know exactly how long we've been out there walking, because she was an infant when they first came out.
Is that something?
No, it's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
It really is. And then, Mark, as you well know, before we begin our walk, I insist that we have prayer, because you cannot do anything without prayer. And that is what we do on every walk. And so many of the ladies have finally stepped up, and they want to give the prayer. And, oh, do they give beautiful prayers.
Oh, that's right. You know, I always make a point that even at our first walk, first prayer circle, 10th walk, 10th prayer circle, every walk, you know, we get together to give thanks. And the walk to Mall is definitely important, because during the month of October, you have the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we also try to lift anyone that's battling with cancer up during that walk. We're asking everyone tomorrow to wear pink if they can. And, you know, Mark, we are really looking forward to tomorrow, because we want to lift your sister up. We understand that she made her transition, and we're going to light a special candle for her hold
Thank
her
you.
Up and bring your whole family up at the walk tomorrow.
Deeply appreciate that.
Oh, that's coming from the heart and coming, you know, coming from our love. And that's what it's all about. You know, we really can't wait till the next time I see you to present you with the candle that we light for her tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that I won't be able to be at this walk, because I have to be away this weekend, unfortunately, or I would be there for many reasons. One, to honor my sister, and one, just to be with you all as well. But
And that's the great thing about technology, because I'm going to make sure that I text you over, you know, the pictures and the fellowship, because you have always supported our effort to bring the community together, and we want to make sure that individuals that are close to us and not close, just we lift up anyone, but it's very special tomorrow that we're going to be walking in your sister's honor too.
Mean a lot to her.
Well, you know, you have my sympathy.
Thank you. Yeah, she's a very special human being, who could walk. I mean, walking is in our genes.
Oh, it's.
My father was, when he was almost 90.
Pops, yeah.
He could outwalk almost anybody. He just kept.
What?
Yes, oh, 90. Man. He never stopped walking.
You know.
And even when he started, couldn't see. He was a badminton champ in his youth, and he was a long distance runner. But he couldn't see the birdie coming over the net, but he had the most beautiful form still when he went after
imagine.
That. You know.
I can imagine.
But Pop could. Oh, he was a walker.
Yeah, you know, and walking, people always tell Myron and Steen, because they know, you know, some of our history, that we're runners and we're marathon runners, and but I'm a walker. I know that more often in the rest of my life, it's going to be walking. And you can have a stride. My dad, my beloved father, had a heck of a stride, too. He was a walker. And I said, as long as I can put one foot in front of the other and I can stride and not put that stress on my knees and my hips,
right,
and I'm going to keep walking. And that's what we've been able to show the community, that we've watched individuals over the last 3 years come out, improve their walking, improve their stride. Their gaits are stronger. And it's just a blessing, especially during the winter months, Mark. I don't know if you noticed, but it seems to me over the last 3 years, we have more people during October, November, December, and January than we do during the spring months. You know, they come out, they wrap up. We've educated them on, you know, how to layer themselves during the winter time for safety purposes, and to come out and don't use those, especially if you're on the East Coast, those 3 to 4 winter months as a reason not to get out and walk. Of course, we want them to be safe and to be careful and mindful of the weather, but don't use that as an excuse to not get out and walk.
The air is fresh and crisp.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm always surprised.
And excuse me, John.
No problem, Mama.
Go ahead, Ms. Ernst.
What I was going to say, I love it when it gets cold because, here we go. Bring out Pinky. Pinky's got to come out.
Uh-oh, tell Pinky's out.
Ma, tell everybody. Tell everybody who Pinky is.
Pinky is a snowsuit that I have had for years. I take care of her. I love her. So when it gets cold, I look at Pinky and say, now it's time for you to go out. You're coming out in this cold weather. And everybody knows they're going to see Pinky.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime during the year.
You know, but it's kind of funny. We've been out for 3 years. Is that last year we didn't have such a bad winter. So you remember we had false Pinky calls. That, you know, we had a couple of walks that were false Pinky calls. But then we had 1 year, I think it was 2 years ago, where Pinky came out multiple times. Multiple times. So we're going to hope that we have at least one good Pinky day this winter.
Oh, my goodness.
This winter where Pinky can come out in her full pink glory.
Oh, look out.
Oh, yeah.
Pinky won't be out this weekend, though.
No. Pinky won't be out. Pinky won't be out this weekend. But it's also kind of amazing, Mark, that I noticed that our January walks, our first of January walks, are usually well attended. And it doesn't matter what the weather is. Because I remember one of those, Pinky was out in her full glory. You had your gloves on, Mama. You had your hat on.
Yeah.
And we must have had about 60 people out there, you know. And but we also, during our segment and via social media, put out how to layer, because we want people to be safe. Even if they're not walking with us, we want them to be mindful of their health. Always check with your medical professional and to layer yourself and make sure your extremities are layered. So when you're out walking, that you can put safety first, because that is so important.
It is. But my dream, Mark, is if we could get various churches to come out with us, oh, my goodness, that would be a joy. We have so many churches here in the city, and if they would just come out with us, we sing, we do all of that.
Right.
We have so much fun.
You know, Mom, I think we're going to speak that into existence for our fourth year, because we'll be going into the fourth year, and a lot of the things that you and I have talked about, or, you know, we spoke into existence, I think we're going to make that happen. And I think it'd be great, because, you know, we truly believe in fellowship. And the great thing about the beautiful Druid Hill Park, it's accessible to everybody. You know, from east side, Mark, to west side, it's easy to get to. You know, it's easy to get to, and the parking isn't that bad either. And so once you come there and, you know, you get out your car and you come on down, I'd say maybe sometime next spring we should look at that. Do a big shout out to all the different churches and all the different faiths to, you know, come on out and just have a community faith walk. You know, that I think that would be
a great
idea. No competitive, no donations, no, you know, just come on out and feel the beautiful air. And the beautiful park of Druid Hill, which I think is one of the best parks in the city. We love it to death.
Bar none.
You got it.
Gorgeous park.
You know, you have it. And then with some of the history. The last walk Mara and Estine took everyone on, and you've gone on that one before, Mark. She took them back by the pool, the old segregated pool, because we try to give a little history. And, you know, Ma is young enough to had participated in some swimming activities in that pool. So, tell the listening audience how they feel when you take them back there and some of the history, because you also can relate to that time and that era back there.
Oh, my goodness. When I went back there, it just brought back really, really some old memories. The joy, even though we were segregated, the joy that all of the children, we were all children, in that pool, jumping in and out of the water, and then seeing them playing tennis right across from where the pool was. And most of the people said, you mean you were back here?
Right.
Why were you back there? And then I had to tell them why. But all of that's in the past. But it's a joy to just let them see our history.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Let them see what really happened during that time. And it's beautiful back there. I don't care. Even when I don't have the group with me walking, I make it my business to get back there and talk. I do by that pool. I really do. And it was a big pool, too.
No, and what it was, you know, and I think that piece of history, which when you go there, there's still that grassy plot where the pool was, but
right.
The steps down into the pool
exactly.
are still there.
The steps are still there. And I read an article, Mark, where, as you said, Mama, the kids loved it so much, and there were so many people, Mark, they had to filter them out, Mama, every hour, because there were just hundreds to thousands of kids swimming where they're like, okay, next hour, let the next 100 in. And I could imagine the fun and the anticipation on the children's faces to get into that pool.
Right.
You know, I just could imagine. I just could imagine it.
I've always wanted to see that place turn into like an interactive spot where they could have little spots where people could actually watch what went on, and you could put your smartphone on the thing and see the history in front of your eyes. You could make it into like a living museum.
Well, you know, Mark, I believe you're talking that to an existence too, because we had a young man that came to the last walk in September. Young man, probably a millennial. I know he's a millennial. And he wanted to, you know, get some of the history and information from Arnestine because he's feeling the same way. And, you know, the young people will lead that there needs to be some type of a marker and some type of a history and some type of an interactive history back there where people can see the joy and what went on during that era. So I do believe that is going to take place, too. And it's great when a young person in their 20s ask a question, what went on back there?
As a matter of fact, our producer, Imani,
he wanted to be there.
We did a piece the other week, Imani Spence did, with a young man who's a performance artist who's actually building his work around that pool. His name is Malcolm Peacock.
Oh.
That's Malcolm. He came out.
Oh, that's Malcolm. We're talking about the same person.
Okay,
see?
Yeah.
There we are.
Malcolm,
see all these connections?
All these connections.
Wow.
Malcolm came out.
So
he contacted me. I contacted Mara and Steen. I said, this young man, this is what I said. I said, this young man wants to come out here on the walk, but let's see if he'll be there at 7:30 a.m. Because, you know, he is a millennial, but he was there.
Don't begin on millennial.
He was there at 7 a.m. And,
yes,
and he enjoyed fellowshipping with all the other walkers. And he went back there, and he's a great young man. We made sure that he addressed the all the walkers during, you know, the opening invitations, and so that he could feel, you know, the warmth and answer questions, and it was just great. He loved it. He really loved it.
This is great. 39th walk, 35th walk?
39th consecutive month.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been out there step in step, hand in hand, communicating with the community for going into our fourth year at the end of this year, moving into 2017.
It really is a wonderful experience.
Totally wonderful. Watching the families, like we talked about a little bit earlier in the segment, is amazing. And watching some of the individuals lose weight through the past two or three years, watching their demeanor. The first couple of walks, maybe some people aren't too happy about the early start, but watching everyone, as soon as they get out of their cars, the smiles that come on their face, and when they come to hug each other and have these conversations is just totally amazing. We had a couple of people that drove up from a couple other states last month, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just amazing. People
right.
come far and near.
From all over.
Mm-hmm.
So let folks know, let them know one more time exactly what time, where.
Tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m., Druid Hill Park, next to the tennis courts. Next to the tennis courts, 7:30 a.m., sharp. So, you know, just be prepared to walk. And if you don't remember 7:30 a.m., just try to get there at 7.
I like that.
Spoken like a true retired Air Force sergeant.
Oh, you know that's right, Mark.
The walk is really important. It's fellowship. It's a great walk. Miss Arnestine leads the way. And it's always a pleasure. I love having Miss Arnestine on the show. Miss Arnestine Shepherd is not just a personal trainer and a professional model, known as the world's oldest competitive bodybuilder. But if you haven't read it yet, her book, Determined, Dedicated, Disciplined to be Fit, Ageless Journey of Arnestine Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're going to have Arnestine on here by herself just to spend a good time just talking about all the things in her book. because it is amazing. And of course, Chauncey Whitehead, president of CDW Health and Wellness, a fitness trainer, fitness activist in this community, and for the 39th straight month, like Jack Benny, 39 years old, 39th right. straight month.
That's it.
In Druid Hill Park, and come November, it would be the 40th straight month.
That's right, 40th.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Mark.
And thank you for dedicating the walk to my sister.
Bye.
Oh, that's absolutely no problem.
Dina Steiner Smith. Thank you.
And we will light the candle for her.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right. Have a great walk.
Thank you.
All right,
see you there, Baltimore.
Join them.
Bye.
And stay with us. We'll be right back. We have an interesting theatrical episode coming up.